Hello, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited about this one. I'm going back to art crimes.
Oh.
I'm just having such a good time with art crimes. I'm not going to lie. I'm really vibing. But I'm excited to share this one with you. So without further ado, let's get right into it. I'm Sonia.
I'm Maddie.
And welcome to Grimm. So this story is like kind of off of the back of the last one that we did, but it takes place in Germany, actually, in a place called the Greenwald in Dresden. Have you heard of it?
No.
I hadn't either before this, but apparently it's one of the oldest museums in Europe. And it was founded in 1723 by Augustus the Strong of Poland. And it was named the Greenwald because it had these like columns that were painted in malachite green, like the bases and then the capitals were painted in green. So they called it the Greenwald because they were feeling very creative that day, I think. But unfortunately, Dresden was bombed in World War II. So then after that, the Greenwald had to be restored. And they did the restoration, you know, like everything went really well. And today, there are actually two exhibitions. There's the historic Greenwald, which has like all the historic treasures from 1733. And there's the new Greenwald, which is more like object-based. Like it focuses on like an individual object in a neutral room. So you can really just like take in the one object.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So this story takes place in 2019, and so it's really recent, surprisingly. And at this time, the museum had around 4,000 items of jewelry and like other like gold, silver, ivory, like pearl, I think, precious metals, precious stones, like those like based items. But one of the main treasures in the museum was this 41 carat Dresden green diamond. Like, that's a lot of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
That is so many carrots. Like, you think about white collar, and they're like 10 carrots. 41! That's so many.
Yeah.
But the diamond is actually on loan to the New York Metropolitan Museum of the Art in 2019. So I think it's safe, which is good. Near the end of the year, on November 5th, 2019... there was a small fire on Augustus Bridge, which was a bridge quite near to the museum. And this happened at around 4 a.m. And the fire ended up destroying a power box. Coincidence? I think not.
Mm-hmm.
But the power box caused, like, the fire destroyed it, obviously, and it caused a power outage that basically made the streetlights and the security alarms turn off. But the CCTV did actually continue to function, and it captured some video from most of the area. Not all of the area, there were a few blind spots, but there was video footage. It just, like, turned the alarms off,
okay.
Which I feel like is the big thing. Like, you can hide your face, but mm-hmm. you can't hide from an alarm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what we know is that the thieves cut through these iron bars around one of the windows, and they broke into a room called the Jewel Room. I don't think this was captured on video. I think the window was, like, very strategically placed in, like, a blind spot. So they really, like, picked their location quite well. But basically, the police said that, like, the thieves must have been really small to be able to fit through the hole that they carved into the window. But either way, what we know from there is that they somehow got into the room, and they smashed the glass displays with axes to get to the jewelry. And in this first room, they ended up removing three 18th century jewelry sets. And each of those sets were 37 parts.
Wow.
Like, I want to be rich enough one day to have a 37-part jewelry set.
Yeah.
Like, that's so many. And it's like, it's not even just like, oh, like silver, like cute, whatever. It's like diamonds and rubies and emeralds and like sapphires that were all in these jewelry sets. Like, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was, like, some of the pieces were, like stuck down. Do you know what I mean? Like, they weren't just, like, hanging out on, mm-hmm. like draped over, whatever. They were, like, sewn into the surface of the cabinet. So they took what they could, but they actually left some behind. And I actually find that really sad. Like, I was reading that, and I was like, they're separated.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. If I was an earring, I would like to stay with my, I don't know, ring that's sewn into the cabinet. I don't know. I felt really sad about it. And then they also ended up finding the Dresden white diamond, which is a different one from the one that was on loan. But it's worth 9 to 10 million euros.
Wow.
Like, that's a hefty diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And then they robbed the place. They took a bunch of things and they ended up exiting the same way that they entered, like through the same window. And then they replaced the bars on the window. And it was like in a blind spot. So I think it delayed, like, however the investigation went, it like delayed them being found. So the guards detected the robbery at 4:56 a.m. and they followed the protocol, which was basically to not engage with the robbers because they were unarmed, because this is Germany. And I forgot that when I was reading this, and I was like, what do you mean they were unarmed?
Yeah.
Anyway, they called the police, which was protocol, of course, and 16 cars were dispatched to the museum, which I was like, that's a lot of police cars. But then I was like, wait, they stole so much. Like, that everything mm-hmm. in that museum must have been worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there were other things that were stolen or reported to be stolen. There was this piece that was described as, like, a brooch-style jewel worn by Queen Amalie Auguste, which featured around 660 gemstones. Like, again, that... Like, historically, you know, it's one thing, but, like, it must have cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they also identified a jeweled, like, Polish White Eagle order and a diamond epaulette as being among the items stolen. There's also a diamond hat clasp that had 15 large diamonds and more than 100 small ones. And it was, like, I think the largest was, like, a 16-carat diamond. Made in the 1780s that was, like, wow. worn by Frederick Augustus III. And, like, there was, like, 20-carat diamonds at the center of the Order of the White Eagle, like, breast star, a Maltese cross of red rubies. Like, it's an extensive list, and, like, a lot of jewels, like, precious jewels being stolen here.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, at the end of the day, the state prosecutor's office basically listed the value of this robbery at 113 million euros.
Wow.
Like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then the original estimated total value of the stolen items was, like, before they did inventory or whatever, but I think that was, like, more than a billion euros. Like, I think, like, what it could go for is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically made it the largest museum heist in history, and it surpassed the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist.
Oh, wow.
Just, like, in terms of, like, the amount of money that the things were valued at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. That's so much.
Yeah.
That's so much money. But Marion Ackerman, who is the director of the Dresden State Art Collection, said that it was basically impossible to estimate the stolen items, like the price of the stolen items, because they also have, like, historical and cultural value. So it's not just, like, the physical materials that make it, it's, like, everything else that goes into it as well.
Yeah.
And, like, the interior minister, Roland Waller, said that the cultural loss was basically, like, quote-unquote impossible to estimate, you know? Like I get it, that's a devastating blow. Like, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the heist. Like I mentioned, it was noticed at 4:56 a.m., and the first police car was called to the building at 4:59 a.m., and then it arrived 5 minutes later. But obviously in that time, like, the robbers had escaped. If you have, like, a getaway plan, it only takes, like, a few minutes, I feel like.
Yeah.
But they set up roadblocks. The police set up roadblocks on the outskirts of Dresden in an attempt to prevent the suspects, the robbers, from leaving. But according to the police, the museum, like, it was really close to the Autobahn. And that probably was strategic, you know, on the robber's part. I feel like if you're making an escape route, the Autobahn is a good place to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So the police believe that there were four thieves and that they left the museum in an Audi 86. An Audi. English is hard. And then they found an identical vehicle on fire in an underground parking lot. Mm. So then after that, the police were like, well, that was like pretty big clue. It's on fire. All DNA evidence is gone.
Yeah.
And then they offered a 500,000 euro reward for any information that could lead to their capture. A few days later, starting on December 12th, 2019, there were several German media outlets that reported that the police were investigating the museum robbery and linking it to an Arab clan in Berlin.
Hmm.
And then in March 2020, which I actually didn't realize that, like, police investigations were still happening. Like, I know that's really stupid of me to say, but I read that and I was like, wait a second. Like, how are they doing things in 2020? But they were.
Essential workers.
Yeah. In my brain, I was like, these sources are wrong. Like, that could never have happened. But I was just being stupid. And, of course, the police were investigating. It's a major museum heist. Anyway. In March 2020, police revealed that there were at least seven individuals who were involved in the robbery. And then a bit later, also in March of 2020, German prosecutors announced that they were investigating for security guards, like, as culprits, because they apparently failed to, quote-unquote, react adequately. I don't buy it. If I was a security guard and I was unarmed, I'd be like, yeah, take your jewels. It's not worth my life.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, I don't think that really went anywhere because, like, I don't think the security guards were involved. I mean, I know that, you know, when you talk about a heist like this, there was probably some sort of inside job done, but I don't think that anything really came of this particular bit of it.
Okay.
Months later, November of 2020, the police raided 18 properties in Berlin, and they arrested three suspects in connection with the heist. And they basically said that, like, they linked the theft to this, like, Arab crime syndicate, which was involved in a 2017 theft from a different museum. And then one of their suspects that they arrested in this raid was involved in that one as well. So they were, like, strong ties, like, probably it's the same guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also in November, they released the names of two men, Abdul Mahid Remo and Mohammed Remo. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering those names. My names are really hard.
Mm.
And I'm really bad at them. Anyway, they believed that the two of them had been involved. And then in December of 2020, they arrested a fourth person in connection with the burglary. And he was only 21. So that's a lot. Like, could you imagine stealing stuff at this? I'm so tired. Like, I'm too tired to steal anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too tired to do my own work, let alone plan a heist and execute it.
Mm.
Anyway, that's crazy. I was like, whoa, that's a child. In January of 2021, again, I just find it so weird that things are happening during this time. For me, like, everything stopped, and in my mind, like, the world stopped, but obviously it didn't. Anyway, there's an Israeli security company that said that the jewels from the heist were being sold on the dark web. And then German investigators were like, no, that's not true. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a little bit of denial. If I had stolen jewels, I would also try to sell them on the dark web. Like, that's just where go to sell things, you know?
Yeah.
But I think they were like, no, like, they can't sell the jewels. The jewels are so important. And they were in denial. That's my personal opinion on the subject, but in September of 2021, German prosecutors charged 6 men with the theft, and they accused these 6 men of organized robbery and arson. So that was a lot, because I had honestly forgotten about the fire that they set. I was like, where did arson come from? Mm-hmm. It's just my memory being horrible. But they ended up saying that the accusations were of breaking into the Greenwald Museum, stealing 21 pieces of jewelry containing more than 4,300 diamonds, with a total insured value of at least 113.8 million euros. The prosecutor said that the suspects, who are all in custody at this time, basically said that that was false. They denied the accusations. Again, 2 of the suspects were already serving sentences for participating in this other major heist. There was a theft of, this is ridiculous to me, a 100-kilogram Canadian gold coin dubbed the Big Maple Leaf that was in the other museum.
Okay.
And that's what they took.
Okay.
And then the other one was a coin. The coin was estimated at a value of 3.75 million euros, and that hasn't been recovered. Like, they were just like, oh, they must have stolen it, and it's gone.
Okay.
Authorities suspect that it was cut into smaller pieces and sold off, which is really sad, because, like, could you imagine? That's called the Big Maple Leaf. Like, people want to see that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, like, I think the big fear for everyone involved was that they had altered the works, or, like, taken the diamonds off or taken whatever off and then sold them individually. And I think the museum actually put out an official statement saying, like, basically begging them not to melt down any of the gold, like, take the diamonds off, take the jewels off. They really wanted to preserve it all. But the good news for the collectors, not for the thieves at all, was that the stolen jewels were, like, they basically couldn't be sold on the market. I mean, White Collar talks about this a lot, like, it's, like, too hot to fence.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone is looking for these known jewels. Like, it's not like you could, like, pawn it off as something else.
Yeah.
If you're selling it, people are going to be like, whoa, like, where did you get that? Was that stolen in this museum heist? So I think it's, I feel like what they were saying is it's more likely that they were sitting on it and, like, waiting for things to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, like, nothing really came of that at the time. And the museum reopened on November 27, 2019. So just, like, a few months after the crime, they reopened. I don't know how they did that. They were missing big chunks of their inventory.
Mm.
But they did reopen. I think they just closed off the green ball, like, because it was probably still an active crime scene at the time.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about this crime that really shocked me, personally, is that it's 2019. You know, like, some of the things that we talk about are, like, in the late 90s. Like, technology wasn't that great, but technical security has really improved over the years, and it was kind of shocking that they were able to pull this off in 2019.
Yeah.
Like with all the stuff that we have, you know, like, backup generators and CCTV footage and whatever, like, somehow they did this.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Apparently, 4 months before the robbery, one of the suspects went to a city around 10 miles northwest of Dresden to get the getaway car, and then the car was, like, deregistered, but apparently they, like, also changed the color of the car to silver to cover their tracks, and then they, like, had removed the bars from the window a few days before, which is probably how they got in so fast. Like, they didn't have to take the time to cut the bars, they just, like, removed it. And then, of course, like, they picked the right window. It was in, like, a blind spot for the camera, so they just went for it. And I think that's why they probably suspected the guards as well, because, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, how did they cut the bars off the windows without no one knowing?
Yeah,
I think it must have been some sort of, like, you must have to have, like, a guy on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I'm just going to press this button so that, you know, the alarms don't go off for the next 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's probably what it was. But all in all, like, that's crazy that they were even able to do that.
Yeah.
In this day and age, I just find that so wild. Luckily, in December of 2022, so actually very recently, like a few months ago, they announced that a large portion of the stolen items had been recovered.
Oh.
So it was 31 of the items that were returned to the museum. And that they were able to find these items after being told the location by the lawyers. I think it was one of those like deals, you know, like an exploratory talk between the defense and the prosecution. They like settled, I guess. So they were like lesser sentenced for returning the items. So yeah, not all the items have been found. The epaulette, which has the Dresden white diamond, is actually still missing. And that was like a pretty big one because that worth a lot of money. But the really interesting thing, I mean, I know that was only a few months old, and maybe we'll get some more details coming, like, in the coming months or whatever, but the authorities have given, like, no detail about how the jewels were found. Like, I don't know, something about that just feels a little bit sketchy to me.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of deal did they make?
Yeah.
I don't know. But this was fairly recent and honestly very shocking. Like, I would not have expected this to happen so recently. And I mean, I think maybe it's because COVID happened that 2019 feels like last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think that it's really wild, and I think they'll probably be reopening most things soon. I don't actually know if it's fully open to the public. I don't think it is, because I feel like the things that I read would have said that it was still open. But if they have, like, most of the items, I feel like they'll probably be reopening something soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was, I just think that that's wild to me, like, that this even happened.
Yeah.
And it happened so recently. And, like, they didn't find some of the stuff. So, like, I don't know.
Did people ever get charged? Or, like, was the deal that, like, they didn't get anything?
So, from what I can tell, is it's still ongoing.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, nothing was said about charges, about, like, sentencing. I think, so it was December of 2022 that they made these deals.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 3 months ago. I feel like in that time, like, the way that a lot of the things work is that, like, it takes months to reach any sort of conclusion.
Yeah, that's true.
So if I do get any updates, I will let you know.
All right.
But I think right now they're still being held, like, under suspicion, because they denied the claims at first. Like, when they first were charged, they were like, no, we didn't do it. But then obviously, like, there were these talks with the lawyers.
Yeah.
They made some sort of deal, and they were able to recover, like, 31 of the missing items. So
yeah,
that kind of, to me, that, like, implies that they admitted some sort of guilt. So I think things are still happening. 3 months ago was not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, yesterday. Like, I was home then. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll let you know. I read this and I was like, what do you mean that happened in 2019? Like, what? But, yeah, I'll keep you updated.
All right.
Yeah, so that was the story that I have for you for this week. Yeah, I know it was kind of, like, no conclusion, but hopefully we'll get one soon.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really vibing with the art crimes. I don't know if you are as well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do we want to go back to, like, murders, or should we just stay on the art crime route for a little bit?
I mean, it's thinking? Up to you.
Okay. I'll see. I feel like I can toss the murder in. You know.
Yeah.
Like we'll do some crimes, and then we'll do some murder, which is still a crime.
Yeah.
just a different one. We're not condoning murder.
Yeah, we can make some non-violent crimes in with our violent crimes.
I hate that you just said that sentence, but you're so right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all that I have. Do you have any questions, comments, any thoughts on that story?
No. just, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Tossing you right back in from vacation to, like, art crime.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, do you wanna change the subject for us?
Yeah. I was in Nashville for my spring break.
Exciting.
Very fun. Yeah. I don't know. It was a good time.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I already.
It looked like a great time.
Back, so.
I really feel like you thrive in the cowboy area.
I do too. I do feel.
I think it's. I think it's just for you.
I do
you
too. Know? Yeah.
I so. See it. I really do.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a sign. You got to do a horse camp in Nashville instead.
I'll just quit my job now.
Yeah, perfect. Just move over.
Yeah.
Hop, enough. Skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you have any life updates?
My life updates are not as fun as yours. I've been in the lab like 24/7, and that really sucks. Yeah. I wish I was in Nashville instead.
Yeah, should have been there.
No, I should have just come over.
Quick little hop across the pond.
That'd be really
fun.
Across the pond. Yeah. Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really it for me. I wish I had something more exciting. But
fair enough.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I do not.
All right. Do you want to spiel us out?
Yeah. So you can find us on Instagram at Grimm Podcast. You can follow us, like our photos, DM us, and in our profile, there's a button to email us. You can email us at thegrimmpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us thoughts on stories we have covered, stories you want us to cover, or life updates of your own. We also have a Twitter, which is Podcast Grimm, and a Facebook, which is Grimm Podcast. And other than that, just leave us a good review and tell your friends and family about us.
Yeah, and we will see you guys soon for a little paranormal story. I've got one planned. It's, I'm going to tell you right now, it's really short and sweet, but I think it's kind of funny. So
Nice. We'll
get right into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until then, stay safe out there, you guys. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.